Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Our conversation with Mark Brockett continues, and today we talk about hiccups.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We have Mark Brockett here again today. Mark, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
Mark is a guru at loans and services for residential real estate. I'd encourage you to have a conversation with him. He's local, but he has a very safe place online to do an online application as well and get a strong pre-approval. In a seller's market, it's important that buyers prepare themselves. Let's talk about how to prepare yourself for success, Mark. Let's talk about things along the way that you see as hiccups in this kind of market for buyers.
Well, the big hiccup is somebody's not prepared when they go to find a property. And with the lack of inventory and the demand, not only are you interested in that property, but probably three or four other potential buyers. So it's wise to have your ducks in a row. And the big one is, can I afford this property?
So as a seller, as I'm looking at an offer, if there were three offers that have been presented to me for consideration, and let's assume that price is all pretty much uniform and so forth, the person who comes in with a pre-approval letter stating, I have the capacity to buy this property and I've got a lender who's smiling at the opportunity to take a swing at making this loan, that's going to bear very heavily on the decision position of a seller.
It should. Our pre-approval letter, Bob, spells out, in fact, what it is, what they're approved for, and what it's conditioned upon.
So you've got a very clear path to success. Let's talk about appraisals. They seem to be slowing down in the process a bit.
They're slowing down. There's a lot of volume, and the appraisers are overwhelmed to a degree.
Overwhelmed not just at the task of getting through the workload, but also the values as they change and shift in this kinky little market we've got here.
We are seeing values higher than what sale prices are.
Yeah, it's been interesting. So what would you suggest a buyer do for the timeframes to be successful?
The time frame is, of course, again, we've repeated this many times, get pre-approved. Get pre-approved, update us as you're looking.
So this is before I even start, get pre-approved. That's what you're saying.
Well, you know you're going to want to buy a home.
Right.
Okay. So before you even get started, you probably will have had consultation with your realtor.
Let's go further into the details of timing next program. We're out of time. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.